That's a funny show.
Cole Shield's very good.
Hey, you got backpack.
You got a backpack.
How's your backpack? Okay. That's discouraging. This was fun. Welcome to iDoll. I dream of lists. I'm Scott.
And it's special guest Paul.
Special guest Paul is here.
Back in the driver's seat, back where I belong.
And it's episode 67.
Yeah. It's the Reggie McKenzie.
I thought we weren't doing that. No. is this the worst episode number?
It's got to be up there, but the next one's good. And then the one after that's good.
Oh, I already have one for 68.
Yeah.
So that's exciting.
Yeah. It's going
to
be good.
To be there.
Can't wait for it.
Should we just skip?
Yeah.
Podcast over?
Yeah.
This counts? No Evan.
No.
So that's sad.
I think he's in Colorado. Is that right?
I don't know. Probably. He's doing research or something.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Yeah.
We missed out. There was
Rogue, the Scott and Paul.
Yeah. We almost had a few guests this week.
Yep.
One in the office and one in town.
Yeah.
Shout out.
KPS.
KPS was in town.
Came through.
Yeah. She came just to be on the pod.
Yeah, I don't know why she's not here right now.
The timing just didn't work. I didn't even know if we were going to be able to do this.
Oh, we were doing this. that's just a bold-faced lie. I didn't get to see KPS or the fam.
Yeah, I apologize.
A little bit upset about it, but hope they're having a great time in Chicago, staying warm.
It's beautiful. I hope they're staying healthy.
True.
You know, there's a lot going around this year.
Yeah. Seen a lot of people wearing masks lately.
Have you been wearing a mask?
Only when I had a cold and I went to the doctor and they're like, you have to wear this mask while you're here.
What?
Yeah.
No.
I took it off this moment I left because I did not have the flu and I did not have strep and I did not have coronavirus.
The what?
Coronavirus.
That's not a thing.
What do you mean? It's all over the news.
All right.
Mainland China is...
It's corona beer virus.
No. I've heard a lot of people pronounce it that way, coronavirus.
That's how everybody has pronounced it in my
neck of the woods. Not everybody. So I was recently riding home on the train on the L.
Yeah.
And this woman who seemed to be well-read... speaking about various art and culture topics with her, whoever on the phone, was referring to it as the coronavirus.
And corona.
Corona.
Like corona.
Like corona.
Corona.
Coronavirus, which just sounded just super wrong. Smart. I was like, you know what? I think we've probably all been pronouncing it wrong. And we're dumb Americans who are just like, oh, Corona beer. It's coronavirus.
No, I think it's Constellation Brands has put out a hit.
I was thinking about that. I guarantee you they're having a good year, which is messed up because people are like, look what I bought, coronavirus.
That's not funny, though.
No, it's not. People are doing it, and I guarantee you that Corona beer is having a good year.
No, they need this to last through the winter. I mean, from what I've been told, it's going to, once it warms up, the virus dies. That's what our leader has said, which is definitely true.
That's how things work. But,
an idiot. But I can't even go on from that. This isn't really corona season, though.
Well, you can find your beach anywhere.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I could. Can I, though, in Chicago? Isn't the beach gone?
Yeah.
Global warming got wiped out last week or last month.
Snatched that beach right gone.
Well, I was sick a couple weeks ago, or last week. That was scary.
Yeah.
With a newborn in the house.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
So I was quarantined in my bedroom.
Mm. Yeah. How'd you pick it up?
Probably from you.
Not me. You probably picked it up on the L. That cesspool.
You got to wash your hands before you get in the L.
Before and after.
They should have hand sanitizer on the L.
Yeah. There's been no hand sanitizer at all the hand sanitizer stations in this building for like 4 weeks now. And
that's okay.
Pissing me off.
It's only a really bad flu season. But I didn't have the flu, but I did probably get it on the L because people on the L are the worst.
Yep. Which,
yeah,
I think brings this recurring segment.
Let's do this.
Evan, would you play us in?
Let it go. That's what he would say.
Yep. Okay, so.
Thanks, Evan. What's going on this week?
Here's a question for you.
All right.
I saw someone. This isn't a classic L etiquette. This is a questionable, was this guy pulling an L etiquette or was it just a coincidence?
Now, when you say pulling an L etiquette, like I'll doing the wrong thing?
Yes.
Or doing.
Yes.
Okay.
So I get on the train at my station and there's a handful of seats available. I snag one. And
lucky.
There's one that I passed by and didn't even really notice it until I sat down and I saw there was some spilled coffee on the seat. So it's a two-seater. One of the seat, a gentleman sitting in.
Yeah.
The other seat has coffee spilled on the floor. So on the seat. My mistake.
So for those who don't know, those seats are like, they kind of cup.
Yeah. Yeah. And it wasn't so one of the cloth ones. It was the.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So if there's liquid, it's pooling.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there was an ounce and a half of coffee.
It's very specific.
Yep.
Okay.
You asked.
That's significant. I did not.
And the gentleman next to me, a little bit bigger guy, kind of spreading out as some people do on the L. And the gentleman had a coffee in his hand. So my question is, do you think he intentionally spilled a little coffee on a seat so he wouldn't have to have someone sit next to him for the remainder of his ride?
If he did, that is one of the greatest hacks I've ever
experienced. I'm not even mad.
No, that's brilliant. Because you know nobody's going to bat an eye. Not going to sit.
Yeah, no. About
even if people had a napkin, they wouldn't.
No, there's no way. It's too much to dab, too. Seriously, four or five people were like about to sit down. Then they're like, oh, not sitting there.
That's such a great move.
I was like, this guy might be one of the greatest innovators of all time, or the biggest asshole, or just a coincidence. But when I saw it, the first thing that went through my head was like, man, should I be spilling a beverage next to me on an open seat?
I mean, most likely he accidentally spilled it.
Probably.
And just didn't say anything. But there's a 50% chance, I'd say, that.
But if you spill it.
He would have had to get on really early.
Yeah.
And be like alone because you got. I mean,
yeah, true.
And just kind of pour it over.
Oh, my bad. Yeah,
clumsy.
But if you do spill it, your coffee on the seat next to you, and it's not intentional, I feel like you have to find a way to clean it up,
or just chuck your coffee.
Yeah, yeah. Or you just get up and you go to another train car. I don't think you can spill it and not clean it up.
But what are you going to clean it up with? If you don't have anything.
You find something. Your sleeve?
No, it's not worth it at all.
I don't know, but I was my head was running the entire train. I was like, man, I wonder if this guy did this on purpose.
Did you see people? You said people almost sat.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that's pretty entertaining too.
Yeah,
you're just waiting for someone to sit down. Have you ever? What?
I would think like I was right behind the seat. I think I would have been like, don't sit there. I honestly didn't even see it, though, so I'm surprised someone didn't sit.
Yeah.
Until it gets to the point where, like, the train car's full and there's one seat open, and it's like
there's a reason.
There's a reason. Yeah.
Have you ever spilled anything on the L?
Nothing I recall. No. Have you? Seems like that's a question that you wouldn't
I had hot coffee once.
Uh-huh.
It was capped, and I think it was just, like, a Starbucks cup.
Uh-huh.
And we hit a bump or stopped or something.
There's no bumps on
it. And it was packed. And I kind of, you know, did the little, you know, movement of the cup. And a little bit flew out, landed right on the guy's shoulder who was sitting there. I didn't say a word.
Did he know?
Oh, no. He had no idea.
Okay.
I was terrified that someone else saw me. But I looked around and, you know, everybody's buried in their phones these days. We don't even talk to each other.
I was going to go with the next piece of that quote, but I'm not going to because I don't want to offend anyone. Way
don't
to work that
look
in.
Look at stuff.
Way to work that in.
Yeah. We'll just have to do that all day today.
Yeah. For those that aren't keeping track at home, that's a Tim Robinson reference.
Number one of the day.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Well done. So.
Would you have said something?
No, but I also wouldn't have looked around because then it would have, like, if someone did, I would have just pretended it didn't happen.
That's,
that's the type of guy I am. It's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. If he called you on it, just like pretend you didn't notice.
The thing was, this hit him a little bit, and then it also hit like the floor.
Okay.
Like a little drop.
Yeah.
And so I was terrified that he saw it because he's looking down.
Uh huh.
And he could see it.
It's peripheral.
Yeah.
Mm. No.
Yeah.
No.
I'm a bad person.
No. It happens.
You got to deal with that if you go on the L.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, had to get your coffee. Did you ever get coffee with other people?
Do I ever get coffee with other people?
Like, have you ever got coffee as a first date?
Yeah, sure. Should we go into this? Was that a question?
It's rhetorical.
Yeah.
But,
I guess we're going into this list now.
Well, did you have anything else you wanted to cover?
Well, I just wanted to say that we have a great list this week.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
It's going to be great. Let's do this.
Okay, this week's list.
That was a long pause that time.
First dates.
First dates ranked.
Ranked. Full transparency on this one.
Yeah.
This list probably had the least discussion between Scott, Evan, and I ever, would you say?
Probably.
We never met in person.
You know, it's been a long time since I've just kind of decided what the list was.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what happened.
Yeah.
We texted.
We texted a long list. We never really got to any close to a consensus.
Well, Evan, as we'll talk about, just went off the deep end.
Yeah, he doesn't get it. and yeah, Scott wrote it up, and I was like, sure, why not? It's Thursday. Let's get something out there for the fans. I'm not sure the list is exactly right, but it's good enough, and I think it did the job.
It's a good list. Shout out to Jenna.
Yeah, J-Pats fan.
J-Pats fan 05.
05.
Yeah, for the idea.
I'm just putting this together. Is that when she was born?
Yep,
that's when she was born. Jesus, I'm old. Holy cow.
She's almost driving. We were just talking about that today.
Look out, folks. J-Pats fan about to be on the road.
Yeah. Damn it. It's damn Patriots fans.
05.
Huh. So, yeah, should we get into this list?
Let's do it.
I think we have a lot to talk about here. Number 5 on the list, trivia. This was one of your favorites.
Yeah, did I put this in my top 5?
This was one of your top 5.
Was it? Okay, I don't
know. That's why I put it on. Okay. I took your thoughts into account.
Is this just my top 5?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I should look at that, though. Not on purpose. Trivia. Trivia nights. Those are fun.
Trivia nights
fun. That's a good time.
I still enjoy bar trivia. Like the once every 3 years I get to do it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would love to do it more often, but I don't.
It's fun. I think it's a good measure of someone's pop culture knowledge, their overall wits and smarts, which is important. That's something that you want to filter people on as you're potentially dating this person for who knows how long.
Yeah. No, I think
it could be the one.
It could be, but not if they don't know who played Zach Morris on Saved by the Bell. Mm. I mean, you got to know that. Bezling. There you go. Okay. We'd be a perfect match.
yeah. Trivia's fun. I enjoy trivia. I just like game nights. Like when people have
I wish we had more game nights.
Yeah. Drinking, playing, Scategories or...
maybe not that one, but...
Scategories is really
terrible
good.
Game. It's one of my hottest takes. I don't like Scategories.
Okay. What's the one where you have the buzzer and you pass it around and a word comes up? And
Taboo?
No.
That's the old school.
No. Gosh, dang it.
Jeez. Yeah, you got to look that up. Can I tell you my Scategories reasoning?
Go ahead.
You all pass out your little folders. You roll the die to be like, all right, we're going to do letter Z. And everybody goes, oh, that sucks. And then we sit there for 3 minutes and just write.
You do.
And don't say a damn word to each other.
I don't.
And then it's just an argument of what counts and what doesn't.
You're playing it wrong.
Which is partially my fault because I don't take it seriously, so I try to scam the system.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, ZZ Top is not a two-pointer. That's only one.
Yeah.
The game I'm thinking of is Catchphrase.
Ah, Catchphrase. That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one. Really, I like any game that doesn't involve writing these days.
Yeah.
Because there was a trend of every game involving writing, handing in your little tabs, announcing them.
Yeah. No, but trivia.
Anyway, trivia.
Trivia would be a fun first date. I mean, if someone's tough, though. Hey, I don't want to do trivia. I'm not really into that. Good sign. Good sign. They're not the one.
Does it count as a date, like a first date, if you went with a group? Because trivia,
you don't go two people.
Trivia. That's hard. Yeah. Like you're gonna lose, obviously.
Yeah, then you're kind of nerds.
Yeah.
No, you want a group for trivia.
So it still counts.
I would argue. Yeah, I would argue.
Then you're meeting friends. Like that's a big step. If you don't know each other already.
Yeah. Let's talk about that. Let's just sidebar. Do you want to talk about that now or should I hold that?
No, we can talk about it.
How many first dates did you go on where you like just literally didn't know anything about this person? Maybe this is better for the comments.
Yeah. Better for Evan's comments.
Yeah. And everyone's like, I don't want to do this. I don't even know the person. Like, you really didn't know the person at all?
I mean, I'm a little biased because I didn't date in adulthood, really. So yeah. I didn't have to do like the meet someone at a bar thing.
Yes. Or like right.
over the internet.
Yeah. That's fair. Okay. Fair enough.
So for me, no, I don't think I ever went on a date without knowing the person. Right.
Yeah. Like think of like in like, high school. It's like
you know everybody.
You know the person. You know yeah.
That's how you met.
Yeah.
In right. class.
Exactly. Yeah. So I don't know. I struggle with that piece of it, but we'll talk more about that.
Shout out before we move on to, I forget what our name was, but when back in business school, we went to trivia night every, I think Sunday night, and we were terrible. And there was like 8 of us.
Okay.
We would get last place every time for like 2 years.
How were you so bad?
I don't know. Cause we were smart. We had a lot of smart people, but
were you?
It was a tough crowd.
Tough field.
You know, the Madison trivia scene is tough.
I can actually see that being true.
Last time, right before graduation, what do we do? But on the last question, pull it out.
You get it right?
Winners.
Congrats.
So congrats to our team.
Blessed.
For doing it. And then we never did trivia again. Went out on top.
Man, last place to first place.
Yep.
It's like the 49ers.
There you go.
Which.
Hey, that's a good transition right there.
Takes us to.
Wow.
Number 4.
Good one.
Thank you.
Impressive.
Sporting event. Going to a sporting match.
I'm a little surprised I put this up here.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I'm not sure I've ever...
If I was to Rossman Rule 1, this would maybe be it.
Yeah. Yeah. Sporting event. I mean, it could be fine. I never went on to a sporting event as a first date.
That could be an expensive first date.
Yeah.
If you got free tickets, like, I'm not taking a first date to the All-Star game.
True. True.
Like, that's too valuable of a ticket.
Yeah, like $1,000.
Yeah.
Here's cool where grand. Cool
grand. Nice. Sammy Paradise. My thought process behind sporting event doesn't make sense because it goes against my wife.
Okay.
Which is, I was thinking, if you go to a sporting event, you could see how seriously they take it.
Mm.
And like, do they actually pay attention and want to like cheer for the team?
Yeah, but is that what you want?
Yeah, in my head, I was like, you want someone who's actually going to, like, know the game
or
something.
No, God, no.
Clearly, subconsciously, I don't want that because my wife will go to a game and never know what the score is.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is infuriating.
No.
I guess I like that. I don't know.
Yes. I'm more in line with your subconscious. I don't – Jamie will pretend that she cares about sports a little bit. Like, if a team is good in Chicago, then she'll kind of, like – want to be part of that scene. She doesn't know anything about actual sports, which is fine. But then there's also, taking it a step further, people are like, oh yeah, I would love to date a girl who likes to golf. We go golfing together.
Oh no.
Like, no.
No, 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 no. No.
My thing. So, I would appreciate if you just let me have my thing.
I tried very,
you need your thing too. Yeah.
Yeah. I tried to play golf with Whitney.
How'd that go?
Not great.
Golf is...
She doesn't like it. And I'm like, great. You don't like it. It's fine.
That's fine. That's fine.
Plus,
golf is also super hard to try and pick up, especially later in life.
What's frustrating is, like, she has the skill. She could do it if she cared.
Okay.
Like, she can hit the ball.
Yeah.
But she just doesn't give.
She doesn't care.
She doesn't care at all.
Then that's...
So I'm like,
all right, okay.
Guess that's what we got.
Yeah.
Anyway, sporting event.
Yeah.
You could... But you would be able to learn if they take it too seriously, if they're going to be the ones like yelling at the left fielder.
I almost feel like this is better for a girl to set up for a guy, because if a guy is going to be like obsessive compulsive over sports, that's also a red flag.
Yeah.
Like the whole Fever Pitch. Starring Drew Barrymore.
Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy Fallon. Yeah.
Took it too far.
That's a terrible ending. Oh, God. I hate that movie.
It used to be on all the time.
Yeah, it did. I wonder what happened.
Much anymore.
Yeah, too bad.
So,
that's a sporting event.
Yeah.
But there's others, and you could go somewhere before the sporting event or after.
Probably after.
Yeah. We're going to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Number three on the list. Dinner.
That's gonna eat food together.
You gotta eat food.
Yep. Sustain life.
It's a classic.
It's easy. Hey, you want to go grab dinner?
Let's go grab a bite to eat.
Yeah, pretty harmless. Not entirely too long if it's not going well. There are outs if needed. I think I got food poisoning. Heard that a lot.
I mean, you could pull. I heard that a lot. You could pull that, but you're kind of stuck for the dinner.
Movie. A dinner is like 90 minutes at the most, unless things are going well. It's good because if things go well, then you could just keep it going.
That's
at
true.
Dinner and then beyond.
Could be like, hey, let's do
and
number
beyond.
Two. And beyond.
Catch my drift.
Yeah.
Dinner's fun.
Dinner's fun.
I like to eat. It does give you a good sense of, like, is this person going to be someone that you don't want to share meals with?
That's true.
Like, I think I'll have the salad.
Jeez.
Come on.
We're at Swift and Sons.
That's the first
one I came up with. Steakhouse.
Get the ribs.
The Boston Market ribs. Shout out
Bouquet
to last
ribs.
Week.
Callback, episode 66.
Dinner's a little stressful because you got to pick the right place.
Do you?
Yeah. I mean, you don't want to pick like Melting Pot. That's a 4-hour ordeal.
Yeah, I guess.
That was one of my first dates with Whitney.
Melting Pot?
It was Melting Pot. Not one of our first, but pretty early on.
There's one in Madison.
That's a dedication.
Yeah.
Like, that's a 3-hour ordeal.
Is that place still in business?
I hope not.
Yeah.
It wasn't very good.
We got a fondue pot for our wedding.
Hey, us too.
Still in the box.
Oh, we got rid of it. I did use it once.
Okay.
We made, like, chocolate fondue.
Oh, that's fun.
And it was just too much work.
Yeah.
Like, I could just eat the Hershey bar.
Yeah. Fair enough.
So, that's dinner. Where would you, is there a specific type of dinner place that you think is better than others for a first date?
I would go somewhere with a diverse menu. I wouldn't go specific.
Mm. So like Cheesecake Factory.
Cheesecake Factory.
It's got everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Plus if you go to Cheesecake Factory and she doesn't get cheesecake, red flag.
I disagree. I think that's smart because cheesecake is not good.
Oh, I forgot about your cheesecake take.
You forgot. How could you?
Yeah. No.
So, yeah, that's dinner.
Yep. I would go to like a bar or restaurant.
Okay. Good. I think
still got
you.
It.
That was terrible. C plus at best.
Number two on the list for best first dates. The bar. Go to the bar. Have a couple drinks.
Let's grab a drink.
Can I grab a drink?
That's all. It's just a drink.
It's just a drink. It's harmless. Maybe, get a drink, have maybe a couple, see where it goes. Another one where it's like potentially short time or things go well. Could be an all-nighter.
Could be.
So the bar is a great, great first date.
I think the best part about the bar is it can be one drink and out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Evan would appreciate that.
I think Evan's dates would appreciate that by the sound of it.
Yeah. The type of bar is important, though, because if you go
say
to
– more.
Yeah. What?
Say more about that.
Well, I'm just thinking, especially as the guy, and you're probably expected to pay for a drink at least.
Sure.
You know, if you go to like a crappy college dive bar and you order like a $2 shot,
mm-hmm.
That's not cool.
Why not? Well, things are going well. You say, yeah. Hey, you want to do a shot?
Hey, nice to meet you. Let's do some shots.
Hey, want to do a body shot?
Well, that was quick. That escalated quickly.
Yeah. No.
Bar's good.
Yeah, I think – so I knew Jamie before we started dating. We worked together. So it wasn't like incredibly uncomfortable first dates where other people talking about. But I think our first like true date – was at it? We went to a bar.
Mm.
Got pretty drunk.
That's good.
Yeah.
You got to really know someone.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I think we're too... I don't know if we went to a bar. I think it was more like parties at that point.
House party.
Yeah. So we were at the bar at Kegger? Some point, like making a drink.
Okay, sure.
But not at the bar.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's nice. Number two. Pretty easy. Easy to find those places.
Yep.
But we have a number one. I have no transition.
That's fine.
Number one don't on the list. It. And this is a good one. We're going with the movie.
We're going to the movies. Hey, you want to go see a movie?
Let's go see a movie.
Hey, girl, you want to go see a movie? Do you know that? Oh, gosh, dang it. There's this YouTube video from this guy from Senegal, I think, or yeah. Maybe the Sudan. And he makes a whole rap video about going to the movies, and it is a banger.
All right.
I'm going to pull it up.
You should.
But, yeah, going to the movies.
I'll give my 2 cents on this one. You ready?
Yep.
We've gotten a lot of comments out there that are
we
like,
going to the comments?
No, but okay. I'm talking about movies, so.
Yep.
That movies are not the number one. It's getting a lot of pushback. Yeah. And here's the
People
thing.
People hate this as the number one.
Hate it. Well, not everyone. There's actually quite a gender split here, it seems
yes,
like.
You're right.
In our small sample. Here's the thing. If you think a good date is talking a lot, then you're not going to like this.
Yep.
But you're starting at a different premise than where I am, which is if you're talking too much, that's not a good
thing. It's not a good date?
No, it's not a good date.
No.
So you go to the movie, you talk to each other for a little bit, you watch the movie, gives you something to talk about.
Yeah.
And now you're off and running for the rest of the night.
Yeah. It's a good barometer. If they don't laugh at the right parts, if they don't seem to get what's going on, red flags.
Oh, boy. If they're like, who's that guy? And you're
yeah.
Like, shut up.
Follow along. I've never seen it either. Yeah. No, movie's perfect. I mean,
it's classic. And I would say age appropriate for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Good for the teenagers. But I think my first date ever was a movie.
Yeah.
Got dropped off at the movies.
It was one of my first.
I actually know the movie.
What was it?
Drew Barrymore in Riding with Cars with Boys.
Okay.
In what? Riding in Cars with Boys. It was, I don't really remember it.
One of
Not
mine
good.
Was You've Got Mail.
Ooh.
Meg Ryan.
Much better.
Not really.
People
Not
remember
fan.
That one.
Yeah, sure.
Doesn't hold up too much in 2020, but.
Yeah. A little timeless.
Yeah.
Not as timeless. Movies are great.
Movies are great.
Nothing else to say on it.
Is there specific movies that are better than others?
Comedies. Comedy's a good first date movie. You don't want to go to like...
Like Saw 16?
No. Or even like action movies or even, I don't know, dramas would be fine. But comedy.
You don't want too serious. You don't want like depressing.
If you don't want to laugh in your relationship, then...
got some problems there.
You got other problems.
Yeah.
So yeah, no. Go see a comedy starring Will Ferrell.
Obviously.
Or Steve Carell. And you should be good.
Or Jack Black.
If you don't like those folks, then you don't belong together.
That doesn't make sense. Did you find your song over there?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to?
Let's just do it for the outro. It's by Bangs.
Bangs with a Z? Multiple Zs, it sounds like.
No.
Bangs.
No, but movies is with a Z. MOVIEZ.
All right.
It's a classic. It's like circa 2003, probably.
Okay. Banks.
You got to watch the video with it, too, though.
All right. Well, we'll put the URL in the
yep
in the comment section.
Hey, girl, it's your boy Bangs. Let me take you to the movie, shorty.
Well, that was nice.
Yeah. So very that was nice. The list this week.
That's the list. We had trivia, sporting event, dinner, bar, movie. We had a worst that I just came again. I just said
I
this
it.
Is the worst, but I think it is.
It's probably up there.
Right.
The worst this week. Was going to an escape room.
This is new. We didn't have escape rooms back in our day.
Back when we were going to school, walking uphill both ways, no shoes. But Jay Pats fan, this is right. It's going to be in your sweet spot.
I didn't ask her about escape rooms.
Yeah, well, she's not driving it. She's 14?
Yeah, she's not driving yet.
Shouldn't be dating. Jay Patch fan, listen to me. Listen to me good. No dating until you're at least 18.
Or 23.
Or 30.
Yeah.
So.
How about never?
Yep. KPS.
That's probably
approved.
What, yeah. Escape room.
I've never been.
You might punch the other person.
I've never been.
Especially if it's just the two of you.
They don't seem fun to me.
They're fun.
Are they?
They're a good time.
I've never done one. Do you guys do that for fun on your team building?
No. We've never... Wait, what?
Do you do team building?
Work?
Yeah.
No, we've never done escape room.
Okay.
That's lame for us. Come on.
Go away.
I'm surprised you've never done one. They're a good time.
When did you do one?
I did do a team building one. We did an intern event.
Okay.
Which was fine.
Yeah.
And then we did one a couple months ago with some friends. It's...
That's good.
It's frustrating because it's stressful.
Yeah. Why would you pay to do an... Pay like entertainment
a,
to be
it's
stressful?
It's like playing a board game. You're trying to solve a puzzle.
Okay.
As a team. But if it's just the two of you and you've never met, well, that's just a recipe for absolute disaster. Like, you're not going to get out of that escape room and say, oh, let's go to the bar now.
Yeah,
and
that was
hang
fun.
Out.
That was fun. Let's go.
It's like, oh, you freaking failed me and we didn't get out. Take our picture that says we failed and then we're out.
This is a team building activity. There's another Tim Robinson reference. Yeah. No, I can't really speak to it. Never done, but doesn't okay. seem fun to me.
Well, you're missing out. It's lame.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was the list. We had some good engagement this week.
Yeah, especially on short notice.
Yeah.
Thursday.
Seriously.
Recording Friday.
So let's get to these comments.
Okay. You want to kick us off? So let's get right into it. A lot of people had the same comments. So we'll just address it. Movie, terrible first date. Can't talk during a movie. You don't know this person. Do you really want to sit next to this stranger awkwardly for 2 hours, not knowing anything about person?
Sharing popcorn
with said person. Get your own popcorn. Simple solve. I mean,
right?
Yeah.
Like, how cheap are you?
Yeah, everyone gets their own popcorn here.
Yes, we're all adults here.
Especially in the first date. You can share popcorn later on.
Well, obviously, it's a good value. I
mean, yeah, but you don't want to come off cheap.
I don't like sharing popcorn at all, even now.
Why?
Because it's frustrating. I got to like reach over, take the bucket back and forth. I went to one of my first movies. It might have been the first time I went alone. I went to see Star Wars.
Like by yourself?
Yeah.
Or like with friends?
No, like by myself.
Oh, that's weird.
It was freaking amazing because I got my own popcorn, my own soda.
I'm not sure if I've ever gotten a movie
there
by myself.
It wasn't bad. I would recommend it.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not actually like,
because like
it seems actually pretty nice.
You're just sitting. I mean, to everybody's comments, you're not talking to the people you went with.
True.
So,
true.
And you can see the movie you want. Like, I knew nobody who wanted to see the Star Wars movie. Yeah. I didn't even really want to see it, but I was caught up.
Got caught up in the game.
Got to see it in the theater. It wasn't good. I mean, it was fine.
I'm not a Star Wars guy.
No.
Been on record.
So yeah, getting your own popcorn is clutch.
That is nice. Yeah. But again.
But anyway, first date.
We've talked about why movies are great. We don't need to rehash that.
No.
I just think also, again, my earlier point, you probably know this person a little bit. Right? Like, I don't know.
I don't know why you're sitting awkwardly next to the person.
Yeah.
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 It's not awkward.
As Brian says, who wants to talk on a first date or ever?
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about the positives here.
Yep.
No talking, dim lighting.
Yep.
That's...
Andy,
pretty clutch for some people.
Andy really redeemed himself this week after after he dropped the ball last week.
Spud slide.
Yep. So yeah, that's fun. So I also wanted to just mention Netflix and chill. Come over to Netflix and chill. That counts as going to a movie.
I said yes.
Yep.
I don't think it does though, now that I think about it.
Well,
too late. It's on record.
People want the bar, number one. It's pretty good. It's so easy.
It's very easy. It's
that's why it's number two.
It's a solid number two.
No one really mentioned anything that wasn't on the list, though. And we had an exhaustive long list. That's true.
Yeah, we're going to have to go through some of these long lists. Some of them are pretty funny.
Yeah.
The bar is tough because you don't know what they, like, do they want to drink?
Yeah.
Especially on a first date.
It's kind of a life stage thing. If you're doing your first date in, like, your 20s, it's pretty safe.
Maybe. I think. Although, we're drinking less.
True.
The bar is good. I think the bar might be better for, like, a second or third date, though.
Yeah.
You know the person a little bit better.
Yeah.
It's not as awkward. It's more, yeah, it's more just like, hey, let's go meet up.
Do you really want to get opposed to we need to hammered do something. Drunk your first date?
Now you know if you do or not.
Yep.
So that's good.
Jay Pets fan had a good comment. I was actually thinking about this one.
I thought about this.
So go into the mall. Good first date. So sorry. Good. I think many of my first dates are just even like not just even first dates, just like dates in general early on in high school.
Yeah.
We went to 12 Oaks Mall in Novi.
12 Oaks. Lot. Man.
Yep.
So we went to Somerset. We were pretty fancy.
Yeah, you guys were upper echelon. That's nice. That's a great comment.
Yeah, that's solid. Easy to get out.
I would love to know the story, too, about her friend she tagged in here.
Oh, I know the story.
Is it sharing? It can share it.
Well, I mean, it's pretty obvious.
So from Anna, the comments. Anna went on a date, but she said it wasn't a date.
Exactly. Oh, so
Anna. Okay.
I do know the whole story, except I kind of
puppy
forgot.
Love.
As most like high school dates are, it was pretty complicated.
Okay.
So hashtag I was a little confused. It was people from different schools and this whole thing. But that was that. What else do we have here? Coffee. What about just coffee?
Yeah, coffee's fine.
Kind of boring.
Yeah, it feels very professional. Like, if I want to, like, talk to someone about anything but dating them, like, you want to grab coffee? That feels better.
It feels like anything but a date.
Yeah.
So, not loving that. Let's see here. Dancing. That's a hard no.
I love to dance.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Love. I mean, at a wedding, I'm big on the dancing.
Yeah.
I usually dance the night away.
Okay. No, dancing's great.
First date?
Well, if you go to the bar, things go well. Just start dancing. I mean.
You have to go to the right bar.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. Maybe not for a first date. But it's, pretty solid. Who said that?
You did.
No.
I'm going through our long list now. That is a text that you had.
Okay.
Well, while you were looking for comments, I was doing that. Some sports are options, like mini golf, bowling.
Mini golf would be fun. Bowling, always fun. Bowling's
mini golf
so
is
underrated.
Classic. Is it?
Yeah, bowling is fun.
It's more fun as an adult, because it's basically doing something while I drink.
Yeah.
It helps that I'm pretty good at bowling.
Okay.
For no reason.
Okay.
Like, I'm good.
What's your average?
Well, I don't have an average.
What would you approximate your average?
Like, I'm upset if I don't hit 150.
Okay. Yeah. You go straight ball?
Yeah.
Okay.
My mom, as we've talked about, good bowler.
Yeah.
She's tried to get me to learn how to curve it in there, and it's just not going to happen. So
run up to Deerfield tonight. Pay for a few hours on the lanes, and your mom will teach you.
I'm sure she would. bowling's fun. Mini golf is great. My issue with mini golf is there's two types of mini golfers.
Yeah.
There's the ones that take it way too seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's those.
That'd be Evan, I feel like.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm kind of there because I'm like, I need to actually putt. Uh-huh. But I don't actually care what's going on. Evan would take it way too seriously.
Yeah.
But then there's the total opposite spectrum of the people who are just like, oh, I'm just going to hit it one-handed. Oh, yeah. I'm just going to roll it over. I'm like, no, we got to...
We're keeping score here.
Yeah, we have to have a score, some structure to the game.
Someone has to win and lose.
Yeah.
Can I just say another... Speaking of Evan, one of the worst first date ideas
Are we
ever.
Getting into this? Let's get into Evan, just in general.
Evan's just horrible takes. His number one go-to date... Maybe not number one.
Where
I'm
is he?
Now. A work week lunch.
Of course he... Yeah, work week lunch.
You want to pop out of the office and grab
Let's go
lunch?
Get Potbelly.
What?
That might be worse than an escape room.
Yeah. Yeah, we messed up the worst, because that's got to be it.
I could have trolled Evan and put that as the worst, but yeah. I forgot. It was so bad, I forgot about it.
Yeah,
it's terrible. Okay, but his explanation didn't make any sense, because it's not reality.
What was it? I don't remember. I'm only looking at the typed up.
He says, not our lunches. So he got mad when we were like, let's go to Potbelly. Workplace lunch works in fair weather and near a park. A 45-minute walk in the park with a small sandwich or smoothie.
Oh, man. It's like he's actually done it. Yeah, terrible. Oh, just terrible. A small sandwich or a smoothie. What? Like, what the...
So romantic.
Yeah.
Man.
And that's why he went on more first dates than anyone on the planet. According, his words, not mine.
His words. Some of his others... So a lot of his ideas were, how do you get out of it? Uh-huh. So he's going in with the expectation it's going to go bad.
That was the crux of everything Evan brought up, was how I can get out of this as quickly as possible. Because, yeah, he assumed it wasn't going to go well.
So meaning, like, if I'm going to do dinner, I'm doing quick dinner. So, like, Mexican or sushi.
Mm-hmm. Mexican on the first date is risky.
That is a risky move.
That's, yeah, it's not a good look.
Yeah.
We talked about musicals.
Meh. I mean, we didn't really talk about
it. Nah, it's on the long list.
Today. Yeah.
Brunch. Meredith brought up brunch.
I think brunch is a legit one.
Yeah.
It's a combination of bar and...
Yeah. Yep.
Dinner.
Go to a comedy show?
Yeah, I think...
Same vein as movie, kind of.
Pretty... I think more awkward, though.
Because if it's not good.
One, it could be not good. Two, it could be, like... overly inappropriate. And so you could be like laughing at jokes that
who's here on their first date, raise your hand.
That could definitely happen. You could run into a magician. That would be bad.
I will not respect you.
There we go.
Hiking, that could be fun. I wouldn't mind doing that.
Yeah, that's pretty boring.
Get a little sweaty.
Yeah. But you're testing physical prowess, so that's good.
Yeah.
True. Want to know what you're working with.
Yeah.
Brunch. Ice cream. You said ice cream.
Ice cream's always good.
I mean, Jenny's is a good date.
I'm never mad at ice cream.
Yeah.
First date, second date, third date, last date.
Go to Dairy Queen, get a Blizzard. Make sure they get that Butterfinger Blizzard.
Chocolate ice cream.
Butterfinger. We also had Zoo. You wanted to explain Zoo? That was one of your ideas.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, well. It's a nice place to go walk around, have a conversation, and talk about things.
With your kids, or?
No. So here's the thing that works with a zoo. You have time to talk, get to know each other, but there's also inherent conversation built in. You're like, oh my God, look at that zebra.
That's true. Nobody says that. Is that how you say it? Coronavirus?
Do you not watch Discovery Channel?
I do not.
Okay.
I don't think I get that anymore. Amusement park.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to wait in line, so you're stuck a lot.
Yeah.
Which is an issue.
You could legitimately get sick.
True. Which could be endearing. I don't know.
Yeah. You take care of someone.
Yeah. We also had ice skating. I would say hard no on that one. As someone who knows how to skate, public skating is the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to just kind of like walk around on the ice.
Yeah.
Look out for the kids. However, I do like... going to the rink and watching people.
Yes. Yeah.
Maybe the best people watching, because that is just hilarious.
Yeah. Nobody knows what they're doing. Just want to watch people fall.
Yep. That is most of it. Concert?
Yeah, what did we say about that? You already know you have some like interest if you're going to a concert. I don't know if that's entirely true.
You can kind of talk. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. That's enough. Nothing great.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's the list. Anything else? Any others?
I think that's the list, and that's a pod.
I had a question for you.
Oh, okay.
What would you say is the best I think you should leave sketch?
Ooh. The best sketch of I think you should leave.
We can also include the characters in here.
God, the characters. I mean, Mitchell's limos.
Ooh.
I keep going back to again and again.
Say it.
That's up there. I mean, the focus group sketch It's so good.
It's classic.
And it hasn't got old yet. It
really doesn't.
Those would probably be my top two.
That's probably the best gifts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. How about you?
It's pretty solid. I mean, the focus.
Thanks for the question.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the Pointer Brothers is.
You do love the Pointer Brothers.
I really love the Pointer Brothers. If you haven't seen that.
That can't be what this is.
I don't know. There's so many good sketches.
Yeah. Or that's a Sophie's Choice.
It's really hard. Just go watch it.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's the Tim Robinson portion of the podcast.
And a bunch of Easter eggs in there for you for the big time Tim Robinson fans.
Yeah. So that's a pod. We went rogue.
We did it.
The right way.
Yep.
We hope you had a great time, and we hope to, see you again.
Yeah.
Hope to hear from you soon.
Nice.
What should you do over there?
Go out there, smash that like button. See ya.
Bye. Baby girl. Let me take you to the movie, shawty. I'm sure later on you will be my baby. Let's sit down and just be by my side. I got the popcorn, I know what as you like. Let me take you to the movie, shawty. I'm sure later on you will be my baby. Let's sit down and just be by my side. I got the popcorn, I know what as you like. I hope you enjoyed the movie, cause I did too. Anytime you wanna go again, just holler at me. Baby girl, we can make it to be